On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian, or afternoon for you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How's it looking out in LA at the moment?
Gorgeous day today.
Gorgeous day. Not too many quakes for you?
No, but I did see a big-ass snake on my hunt today.
Oh, man. That's definitely not something I saw on my run today.
No, it was quite scary. I looked it up afterwards and it was a harmless one, but you're never going to just be like, oh, I'm not concerned about that snake.
Yeah. Oh, that's probably one of even the fine it's snakes. It's all good.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening in the movies? Have you been to see The Lion King? What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah. Remember, I teased you last week. I'd seen this last week, and I said I'm going to hold off talking about it until the week it comes out. And it's a visually very impressive film, but I thought there was an issue with the fact that animals cannot facially emote.
And this is talking, so, yeah.
And like, the emotions that you feel watching the story are carried over from the original film. They're copied and pasted. If you hadn't seen the film, you didn't have that association. Like, a couple of months ago, a film came out called A Dog's Way Home, in which Bryce Dallas Howard voiced this dog that just ran around America. And the mouth on the dog didn't move, but you just heard its thoughts the whole time, voiced by Bryce Dallas Howard. And this film, even though the mouths move, it's the exact same effect. It just feels like humans applied to a creature where they're not supposed to be.
Yeah,
and that dissonance, actually, I think it harms the film.
I've heard this from a few people that they sort of felt like they were watching it, but they were sort of thinking about the other movie in their head as well. You know, like, you can't get past the original. Because a cartoon, you can make a cartoon as humanly emotive as you want it to be, but it's hard when you've got a, you know, photorealistic lion trying to stare down another photorealistic lion. You know, I feel like it's just not going to be the same to see.
Yeah, and they're standing there and they look exactly the same when they're angry, sad, or happy, you know? There's something a bit hindering to the storytelling in that regard.
How's the music, though? Is the music any good?
Well, it's mostly the same music, so yes. But that's probably where you feel it the most, but it's kind of yet another example of a film where the songs carry with them an inherent power that the film benefits from but doesn't necessarily earn in its own terms.
Yeah. What about
But I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I remember I was telling you I was going to see that.
How was that?
It's not out for a few weeks in New Zealand. The film festival started last night, right?
It did. Went along to the big launch, saw La Belle Epoque, which was a wild ride. I really enjoyed it. Very bizarre sort of, it's like not actually time travel, but that's kind of the idea. It's got a Westworld sort of a vibe to it. I really enjoyed it. And it's not what I thought we were going to see as well. So I sat down next to Amelia, who does the top 10, and I was like, is this the French one about the women in like the period drama? And she was like, no, this is the weird time traveling one. And I was like, okay, I have no idea what we're watching. So it was a total surprise to me, and I really enjoyed it.
Cool. Yeah, there's lots of great films playing at the festival. They're probably quite obvious recommendations, but the two that I love the most that are in the lineup, I think, are Under the Silver Lake and Midsommar, which is an amazing horror film.
So who's in Midsommar? Because Under the Silver Lake, that's the one with Andrew Garfield that's had very polarized reviews.
Yeah, I think we've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm. But what's Midsommar? Who's in that one?
It's the follow-up by the guy who made Hereditary last year, Ari Aster. It stars Florence Pugh, Jack Rayner, and a few other familiar actors, Will Poulter, William Jackson Harper, and it's about a young couple and the girl from which has just suffered a huge family tragedy, and she decides to tag along with her boyfriend and his friend's trip to this Swedish solstice festival, and then it all gets very terrible. And it's an amazing, amazing film, but I haven't properly delved into the festival lineup. But Once Upon a Time in Hollywood comes out after the festival, I think. But I got to speak to Tarantino about it, which was a huge thrill.
Oh, that's cool.
And the actors. And I've got a feature write-up of that going up early next week on Flix. So keep an eye out for that.
Very cool. Wow, Tarantino, what an absolute legend. That would have been a bit exciting.
Yeah, it was.
Is he kind of how you'd expected him to be?
Yeah, yeah. He's a film nerd, you know?
Yeah.
Fellow film nerd.
Yeah, hard out. Hey, that's very exciting. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing more about that movie when it gets maybe closer to the time of coming out here. Are you up off to see anything exciting this week, Fabian?
I'm heading to San Diego tomorrow morning for Comic-Con, so
cool.
There'll be lots of stuff happening down there. But next week I'm very excited because I'm sitting down with Joaquin Phoenix to talk about his new Joker film.
Ooh, very cool.
And they're showing us something from that. I have a feeling they're not going to show us the whole film because it's still quite a ways off.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they will.
Maybe you'll get a little...
Sometimes they'll show you just sort of select scenes or something, but...
Well, that
I'm
sounds,
excited for that movie.
I was going to say, that sounds very exciting either way. Oh, well, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks very much, Fabian. Speak soon.
Hey, Rachel, have a good weekend.
You too.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.